Welcome to The Pulpit, the sermon podcast of Calvary Moravian Church. My name is Pastor Chaz Snyder, and I hope you'll use this recording to grow deeper in God's Word and help you on your spiritual journey.
Our first scripture reading this morning comes from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. And this will be the scripture that we'll be reflecting on in our sermon as well. So hear these words. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, for the sake of the promise of life that is Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, and peace from the Lord, from the Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. I am grateful to God, whom I worship with a clear conscience, as my ancestors did, when I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day, recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that lived first in your grandmother Louise and then in your mother Eunice, and now I am sure lives in you. For this reason, I remind you to rekindle the gift of God that is within you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. Do not be ashamed, then, of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel, relying on the power of God, who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. This grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. For this gospel, I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher, and for this reason I suffer as I do. But I am not ashamed, for I know the one in whom I have put my trust, and I am sure that he is able to guard until that day what I have entrusted to him. Hold to the standard of sound teaching that you have heard from me in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Guard the good treasure entrusted to you with the help of the Holy Spirit living in us. And our gospel reading, I invite you to stand as you are able for the reading of the gospel. And our gospel reading today comes from Luke's gospel, the 17th chapter, verses 5 through 10. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink? Later you may eat and drink.' Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all things you were ordered to do, we are worthless slaves when we have done only what we ought to have done." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let us pray together. God, you choose to call us not only servants, but friends. So through your unmerited grace, we come to you this morning. It is in your new mercies that are with us each day. So God, through Jesus Christ, you bring the light of the gospel into our lives as grace has revealed it in our hearts. So help us to guard this treasure and share it with others, so that the faith that has lived in our ancestors and now lives in many may come to a new life in each new generation. And we pray this with the help and the power of the Holy Spirit that is with us now. In your name we pray. Amen. So in today's reading, from the letter to Timothy, it speaks about passing on faith to the next generation. And just like it's all of our jobs to teach, to give examples to the next generation for things like what's important in life, what skills are important to learn, and how to live in the world, it's also important to expose and to teach and to give examples to them about what our faith is. And more importantly, what it means to live our faith in the world. And I think that Communion Sunday is a good Sunday to talk about this. It's a good Sunday to do that because this sacrament that we will partake today, it is putting into practice. It is a tangible expression of our faith. It's a tangible expression of coming to the table together, of sharing and participating in the faith that goes back to those first disciples who gathered around a table with Christ. So let's talk a little bit about this text from 2 Timothy. And in this letter is a good example of a family that passed on their faith to their children. And we can see that in this text that we read from 2 Timothy. Although a young man, Timothy played a key leadership role in the life of the early church. In today's text, we learn that Timothy had a strong and sincere faith, is what Paul says. But where did that faith come from? As we see in verse 5, that faith was partially came from his family, from his mother, and from his grandmother. Timothy's family was a family that passed on their faith. So that begs an interesting question. How did they do that? What made that faith stick to Timothy? Well, first, I think they lived it. As Paul says to Timothy, I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that lived first in your grandmother and your mother, and now I am sure lives in you. There's something that was passed down through Timothy's mother and grandmother. Timothy's mother and grandmother lived out sincere faith in front of Timothy. And it deeply impacted his faith. Maybe you can think of someone in your life like this. Maybe it's not a biological parent or grandparent. Maybe it's a friend. Maybe it's a mentor, a neighbor, another family member. And if you read further into 2 Timothy, you discover that Timothy's family not only lived their faith in front of Timothy, but they also directly taught him about that faith. In chapter 3, verse 15, it says, from childhood you knew the sacred writings that are able to instruct you for the salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. And although it's critical that we live out our faith in front of our children, in front of that next generation, it's also important that we teach them about faith. And what does it mean to teach about faith? We can think about knowing the stories of our faith, knowing the stories of Scripture. We can think about all the different practices and customs and traditions, like coming to the table, that are important to teach those next generations. But I think one of the most important things that we can pass on, about our faith in Christ, is that to have faith doesn't mean that you have to be perfect. What I am talking about isn't that we create a culture of guilt or obligation, that you should just follow in our footsteps because that's the right thing to do. Blind obligation is not the same thing as a living and active faith. So part of the faith that we pass on is that faith does not equal perfection, that grace does not equal perfection. It's not telling them, this is how you do it, so you better do it the same way too. It's about teaching and passing on a living faith, showing them that we follow a wounded and crucified Savior. And that because of that, when we come to church, when we come to faith, when it comes to life, when it comes to just living in the world, it's about who we are in Christ. Our job is to teach our young people, our outsiders, and even ourselves that we offer a sanctuary, that we offer a home, that we offer a place to be broken together, a place that we can expose our woundedness because Christ exposed his woundedness to us and for us, and that grace is how we come into the presence of Christ. Which is why Communion Sunday is a good example of what it means to live, to practice, and to pass on this faith. It's the place where we meet Christ at the table, who shows up in the bread and the cup and tells us that because of his grace, it's okay to not be perfect. It's okay to not have it all together. Because in the bread and in the cup, we are reminded that the God of the universe meets us here and now in this place, in his broken body and his blood poured out for each of you. In that incompleteness, we come together. So when we talk about passing on faith, we talk about telling our stories of faith, we learn to put others first, to lift up the least of these, to take on the challenges of the world with a hope that can only be found in Christ, in God coming in human form to us. So if we want to pass on the faith, the way that Timothy had the faith passed on to him, if we want our next generation to see the values of a church community, to create the culture of a church that can change the world by being unified in Christ and his salvation, we need to be a place of unconditional love and unmerited grace. Because that is what our Savior offers to us. Unconditional love and unmerited grace. A place of joyful, heartfelt service, of commitment to one another as the family of God. And as any good family, you can start with a meal around a table together. So let us do that now. Let us come to the table of our Savior.